Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys are wrestling. Testing competition when the war is in mission. Not no mercy, see the rings like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. A point number one, just believe that you don't want to talk with them or be a part of them. Come in the ring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. 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 You might wind up in a body bag. You took your chances, now it's time to show you what's wrong. In the ring, this is poor, all you suck so strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the ring tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own rules. You're doing it what it takes to feel their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Hey, yo, welcome everybody to Wolfpack TV. We just had some technical difficulties there. Blog Talk Radio, I don't appreciate y'all making my job harder than what it already is. It's Sports Wednesday, November 18th, waiting for Big Bad Wolf to jump on the line. It's Long Wolf in the house. You know what I'm saying? Doing it live once again. Here we go. Let's get it cracking.
What's going on, guys? You know what it is, Wolfpack, Wolf Nation. You know, hit us up at Facebook.com, and we're about to get a lot of new listeners here coming soon. Shout out to Lone Wolf. Shout out to, Wolf Nation, Wolfpack TV. You know what it is. We're doing it live. Wolfpack Wednesdays. I'm just going to get right into it because we are running a little bit behind. First of all, let's talk about Houston, before I get into this NBA and NFL score, I just want to talk about this Houston Rockets head coach situation. I don't think that was a good situation for you guys to fire. All you Houston Rockets fans out there, man, I know y'all got to be riding right now because, man, firing Kevin McHale, I don't think that was a good idea. What about you, CL? You think that was a good idea?
Well, they did beat the Blazers in overtime tonight. It looks good right now. We'll see in time. I think over the course of the season, you know, it's going to tell a lot, you know, how the players respond, the JB Bickerstaff and what, you know, his agenda is going to be from Daryl Morey. But, looking at it from the long run and looking at it from right now, I would have to agree with you. I don't think it's a smart move. I think it comes back to bite you later on in the playoffs. But, yeah. The Rockets are a talented team. It's going to be interesting to see what happens from here. Don't be surprised if Daryl Morey shakes things up. You know, that's what he does. Be looking for him to do something, unseen, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, out of the ordinary or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, like I said, Kevin McHale, I think that Dwight Howard has to play more better. Nobody's looking for, everybody's looking for that Orlando Magic, Dwight Howard, and we have yet to see what's going on, what he can produce. He signed that four-year, $88 million. I might be off on the years and the what's called, but he got a lot of money for his deal, and, you know, he didn't produce. He hasn't been producing like the Dwight Howard that we know.
That's why I said it just all depends on how the players respond, you know, to interim coach JB Bickerstaff and whatever it is the Rockets organization decides to do. Tonight I think you got to go out, with your hopes high and feeling good, with your head high, you know, because you won an overtime game against the Blazers, which is a team that has knocked the Rockets out the playoffs, you know, consecutive years in a row. So, I mean, you know, that's got to feel good. At the same time, you know, when come playoff time, you're battling bigger beasts, you know, especially with San Antonio getting LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, and you still, you know, nobody can stop Steph Curry, you know, and then you still have the Clippers, who you did not get through last year. So, I mean, you know, that's when it really comes prime time to have your coach, you know what I'm saying? That's when your coach shows through when it comes to the playoffs. Regular season is regular season. But when you have you got to have your coach for the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it might come back to bite Rockets Nation. It may not. We're going to see, you know. We're going to see. It's going to be real interesting from here on out.
Yeah, guys. You know, that whole situation. The second thing I wanted to talk about before I get into these scores real quick is there's been rumors about UT's coach looking for that Miami job. CAF, your thoughts on that situation, what's going on? You called that shit last week, if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, don't be surprised if you see him in Miami coaching staff. So,
you got to start with being realistic, you know, and look at the fact of the matter. You know, you got a losing season, you know, here at Texas. You only won four games. You know, they're calling for your head in Austin, you know, and, you know, and being in that situation, it one would develop a sense of, I want to go home to a certain extent. So where better to go than to the U, you know, revitalize the program. He might take a pay cut, but he's going to get all the players that are in that state to come play for him, which means national championship. So, you know, or damn near. So, you know, I never really felt he was the coach for UT. I felt like he was a good choice, but not the coach for UT, not for the tradition, not for the style of football. And it's reflected just because, you know, if you look at the recruiting the last 2 years, they've lost a lot of recruits, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of those guys were from Florida. And, you know, it has a lot to do with, you know, UIL rules and different things like that and NCAA rules. And, you know, so it makes his job a lot easier to actually go to the Canes. Now, I'm not, you know, I predict him to go to Miami. He may stay at UT, but I feel like that you just got to go what makes sense in that situation. And, you know, the Canes have not hired anybody at this point. So, you know, you know, I would look for UT to probably be looking for another coach pretty soon here, you know, and I'm pretty sure it's going to shake up that class a little bit, but, you know, it is what it is, you know, so. I mean, don't get it twisted, too. I do support him as an African-American coach. I think he's a great coach, but we have to go with what makes sense here, so.
Yeah. All right, guys, moving right along. Y'all heard it first. This is Wolf Nation, Wolfpack TV. You just tuned in. You know, this is Sports Wednesday. Excuse me, I almost said Sunday. Sports Wednesdays, and you know, I'm just gonna go over the give our thoughts on each game, or just read, you know, what's going on as far as, you know, stat wise, and you know, who you guys need to pick as far as on your DraftKings or you know whatever fantasy football. So here we go. We got the Bills and the Jets. They played on November 12th. That score was 22-17. And you know, I just want to say this. The Ryan Fitzpatrick of the New York Jets that played for the Jets, the QB for the Jets, looking really nice. I've actually, every week, the guy's just, you know, he's looking real nice, even though they did lose against the Buffalo Bills. Shout out to Tyrod Taylor over there, you know, African-American coach. I mean, African-American QB, that's what we're doing, you know. Lions and Packers, 18-16. And all you Aaron Rodgers fans out there that say that Aaron Rodgers is the best QB in the league, he's starting to suck. As soon as y'all made that prediction four weeks ago, he has lost the last four of his games. So just keep that in mind.
They're missing Eddie Lacy and Jordy Nelson, you know, the running back and the go-to wide receiver. So they're going to be hurting, you know, and they got to protect Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay's don't have any chance of winning.
Oh, yeah. So the Cowboys and the Buccaneers, 6-10. I was just told that I was just watching ESPN earlier today about that. Are the Cowboys better off? Did they mess up and pick the wrong person on the draft? I agree. I mean, I think that, you know, Johnny Manziel, I think, would have been a good addition to the Cowboys secondary QB. I really do. I think so. I think that he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't settle for no bullshit ass 2-7. That's for damn sure. So, I mean, you guys didn't give him a chance. Now that shit's coming to bite y'all in your ass. Y'all would have to win each one of y'all games for the rest of the season in order to make the damn playoffs.
Talk about disappointment, man. This is a disgrace.
But, yeah, not taking nothing away from, you know, James Winston. Shout out to him again, you know, doing this thing. Panthers, Cam Newton, shout out to you. You keep dancing, bro. If you're going to keep going and dancing, you keep dancing. Fuck what everybody else say.
Do your dance.
Yeah. They're continually to be 9-0. You know, they actually played against my boys' team, the Tennessee Titans, 27-10. You know, moving right along, the Bears and the Rams, 37-13. The Saints and the Redskins, 14-47. Redskins put on a fucking clinic. Holy crap. The Dolphins and Dolphins and Eagles, 20-19. Browns got their ass kicked. Now you want to put Johnny Manziel in there when y'all, you know, when y'all 2-8. Oh, Johnny Manziel is going to start for the rest of the year. Ooh, you know, you should have been putting him in at the beginning of the season. They fall short to my Pittsburgh Steelers. Jaguars and Ravens. Jaguars beat the Ravens. Wow, that's crazy. Ravens are now 2-7. I think they still need Ray Lewis. I think he should have played one more year, but that's just me. Vikings versus the Raiders. Obviously, you know, Vikings beat the Raiders 30-14. And Patriots and the Giants. Oh, my goodness. I'm tired of looking at these guys. I think they're the most overrated team in the NBA. I mean, in the NFL, excuse me. You know, if you, you know, to be the head and to be the leader of a team and get caught cheating over and over again, like, that's not a leader, man. And, you know, I can care, you know, whatever, you know, whatever y'all say, they're going to do the same thing as they did in, I don't know, 2007 or 2008, whenever they had a perfect season and went to the Super Bowl and lost. That's the same shit that's going to happen if that does happen. Hopefully they will get their ass demolished in the playoffs. Patriots beat the Giants 27-26. Chiefs and the Broncos, the Chiefs 29-13. A lot of people are saying, Lone Wolf, that Peyton Manning needs to retire. This might be his last year. Grandfather Thompson knocking at his door.
I said that last year.
Yeah.
Actually, I said it 2 years ago that he needed to retire.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That it's over. It's done. You know what I'm saying? He can't play in the cold weather, man. He's too old, man. He can't. He's feeling it, man.
Yeah. All right, guys. Moving on. Cardinals 39, Seahawks 32. They beat my Seahawks 39-32. Texans actually are 4-5, and they beat the Bengals that are undefeated. Oh, they're not defeated now because they lost by the Texans. That's got to be embarrassing to lose against the Texans. Texans can probably still make the playoffs if they win the rest of their games. But the question is, does J.J. Watt stay in Houston? That's the question.
Yeah, he'll stay.
I don't know.
Nowhere. Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He'll be here. And the Texans, they can actually take the division. You know, I can't wait till my team plays him again. You know, I would like to see Mariota, you know, against what he would do in response to J.J. That's, you know, as long as J.J.'s there and Mariota's a Titan, he's going to have to deal with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, our division, it's pretty ugly right now, though. Nobody's over 500, and, yeah, it's bad.
Oh, man. All right, guys, we're going to NBA, my favorite topic, Portland versus Houston, 103-108. They actually win the game now that Kevin McHale is gone. Toronto, Utah, 85-84. Chicago, they're actually in the second quarter. They're up 38-23 in Phoenix, so that's crazy. Minnesota, 101 to Orlando, 104. My Minnesota boys, they actually get cut short. The Spurs actually lose to Denver at home. That's not that. Actually, no, I'm sorry. They win against Denver, 109-98. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Brooklyn Nets fall short to Charlotte Hornets. And I told you this earlier, Lone Wolf, I think that we need to go ahead and apply for Philadelphia 76ers and also the Brooklyn Nets. They are getting killed. Charlotte Hornets is killing. Not to take anything away from the Charlotte Hornets because they actually got a good team this year. You know, Indiana and Philadelphia 76ers, they get their ass destroyed 112-85. Philly gets their ass blown out. And I just want to say this. You guys have been playing, like, y'all have been playing every year like y'all been giving up. Ever since Doug Collins left that organization, that whole damn organization has went. Really, when Larry Brown left that organization and went down here, Doug Collins tried to, you know, revive the organization, but all you guys just have no heart, no discipline, and you guys are just giving up. Just playing, just to be playing. It's ridiculous. I know a lot of you Philadelphia 76ers, Philadelphians that are listening to the Wolfpack TV like Philadelphia, and I know y'all been booing them guys, but I tell you one thing, and I'm going to say this. You put Lone Wolf and Big Bad Wolf on the Philadelphia 76ers and see what happens. We about to get in them dudes' ass because I'm going to get in their ass. I don't like losing, especially getting blown out. So, you know, there's got to be some kind of pride or something like that. It's just ridiculous. Moving right along, Dallas, 106 to they beat my Boston Celtics, 106-102. Shout out to the Boston Celtics just for the simple fact that they've been locking up. They've been playing some pretty good guys that are, you know, A-plus out there, man. OKC. And then they played Houston Rockets the other day, and shout out to, you know, I'm still going to say this. I don't believe Marcus Marcus shoot, but he's locking people up. So I guess he didn't get the job done, you know, at home against Dallas. You know, next game is New Orleans, 103 to OKC, 110. And, you know, Anthony Davis is out with that shoulder injury, so that's going to – ain't no telling how long he's going to be out. New Orleans actually needs some help over there. I don't believe that Davis I think that them guys need to get somebody over there to help Anthony Davis over there, but I don't think nobody wants to go to New Orleans, just like nobody wants to go to Philly, just like nobody wants to go to Brooklyn Nets right now. It's looking really, really bad, man, for them guys, man, and I really do feel bad for Anthony Davis. I don't understand why you signed a five-year or a seven-year, $145 million contract, whatever it is. I just don't know. You should have went to a contender and got less money. But, you know, I understand you got to feed your family and got to feed the people around you that's been there for you. So I understand that. I just don't want you to complain at the end of the year saying I need some help when you took $145 million. So, you know, next game, Sacramento 97 to Atlanta 103. Like I was saying earlier, you know, San Antonio beat Denver. And, guys, we got the top – we got college football. Actually, I haven't been keeping up with that. See, Lone Wolf, how's UT been doing? You guys have a losing record this year, or are y'all good? Where y'all at? Are y'all going to make the bowl? Because I have no idea about Texas A&M. I don't even think we're ranked.
Yeah, the Horns, man, we're kind of struggling right now, you know, with the Charlie Strong rumors, you know, the clash of the classes earlier in the season. It's cost us a lot, man, and, you know, fortunately, we're probably not going to get a bowl game this year, which is basically going to be looked at as a losing season. So it's going to roll when that type of shit happens, you know what I'm saying? You know, and that's what it is. And like I said, you know, I made my prediction. I like Charlie Strong. You know, I'm happy for him that he got the job at Texas. I don't think he's I feel like he's a good choice at the end of the day, but the right fit, I don't think so. I think that he goes to Miami and has much success. You know, he's in it. Like I said, you have to go with what makes sense. You're in your state of Florida. Your home state, you know, you bring the best players to the U where there's already an established tradition of winning. And, you know, you might take a pay cut of some sort, but you bring more attention to yourself and you're going to have a strong recruiting class. And like I said, that's been a major issue for UT is their recruiting class and not keeping their recruits. And that's where they've been suffering. So, you know, you eliminate that issue. But, you know, it just depends on how loyal Charlie Strong is to the University of Texas.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say this, CG, if you're listening, and Lone Wolf, this is no disrespect for you, you put hashtag F, fuck UNC. I just want to say this, North Carolina is number one. And also, my Texas A&M beat y'all Duke 72-66. Just keep that in mind, CG, while you're over there running your mouth about that shit. That's entertaining to me. But we are talking about the women here, so, you know, that's a whole different ballgame as far as, you know, Texas A&M beating Duke. But the men are number one overall, so I'm very proud of the
they actually lost
to North Carolina.
To Kentucky. No, they lost to Kentucky.
Did they lose tonight?
No, they lost last night. They lost to Kentucky.
Oh, man.
Kentucky got in that ass. Kentucky got they just basically got an NBA D League team. You know what I'm saying? That's what they got. You know, it should be.
I mean, John Calipari is always doing it live.
You could call me a whole ass nigga, but they should, man, they should like impose rules on Kentucky. Like, y'all can only get like 3 blue chip players each year or something. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, these guys, I mean, that's a D League over there, man. Like, it ain't even college,
yeah,
man. It ain't even fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Kentucky always looking good. That John Calipari over there, he got that whole sitting down, man. You know, I see 3 games on here. Looks like Iowa 61, Purdue 96, WOF. I'm not sure. I want to say, I don't think that's Wake Forest, but 58, North Carolina 78, man. So it looked like we won. Gonzaga 91-52. Man, some of these D1 schools, man, me and you need to go ahead and just go take over, holler at all the ladies, and, you know, we're going to be good, man. You know, some of these guys just not have no heart at all, man, about winning. I don't understand. And NFL, I want to say this. I saw some expression after Cam Newton made that dance on when he scored this past Sunday. Unfortunately, he did it to my boy's team, the Titans, but nonetheless, he danced. One of the guys in the back said they needed to throw a flag. But when Aaron Rodgers does his double check dance, he gets endorsement deals with State Farm, and then you sniff his ass and call him the best QB in the league. But let's be honest here. The best QBs in the league are the ones that's undefeated. Let's keep it real here, people. You don't want to acknowledge Cam Newton as the best quarterback, but his team is 9-0 because, oh, I get it. He's African-American. That's why. But, you know, according to you guys, it's not a race. It's not racist, right? But don't worry. I'm going to terrorize y'all motherfucking asses tomorrow. Best believe that. I'm going to get in y'all asses tomorrow because I'm tired of the disrespect. And it don't matter how many times we go over these situations, they continue to come up. So y'all just continue to give us ammo for this shit. You know, so, you know, I was going to keep this Sports Wednesday, but I just wanted to say that, you know, this was just the intro to, you know, our topic of discussion for tomorrow. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, 10 o'clock, same time, you know, Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV. Follow us on our Twitter, Instagram, and our Blog Talk Radio page. You know, look at our donation page. It's about to really, really come up really, really quick. We're about to get a lot of followers. So you guys hit us up with a hashtag in your Facebook on what's on your mind. Long Wolf, that's not anything else. I think that's the show, bro. Tune in tomorrow. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick, you know, as a Titans fan, I wasn't upset with Cam Newton, you know, for doing the dancing. It was, you know, I feel like as a Titans fan, we should be more concerned with you know, protecting Marcus Mariota and, you know, making sure that we don't turn over the ball, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, in key situations, we played a good game against them and we actually could have won that game, but we blew it at a certain situation. But regardless, coulda, woulda, shoulda, survey says.
N-W-O. Tune in tomorrow, folks.
Don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. Here to prove a point, number one, disbelief.
a body bag. You took your chances, now it's time to show you what's wrong. In the rain, this is poor, all you sucks are strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the rain tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own boots. You're doing it what it takes to fill their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.